Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased and honored to have filmmaker Marianne Cody with me. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thanks to you.
This is a real treat. I'm so pleased to have you here and to be talking about your new film, Let's Talk, which screened at the festival today. And it's a very personal documentary, if I may say so. But, you know, this is kind of the question that I hate to ask, but I always have to start off the interview with. Could you tell the listeners who are not familiar with it yet a few words just to introduce it a little bit?
It's a conversation between me and my daughter about ordinary things in life, about death, about love, about identity, about marriage, about children, about maternity. And we chat together, and while chatting, we dig into the family archives, and we focus on the feminine line of the family. So my mother, her mother, myself, and my daughter. So, or maybe my mother's grandmother as well. So there's five generations.
When did you start filming, and did you always intend to kind of make this documentary? Did you always have that in mind?
Well, I think that I did. Actually, I have this habit of always capturing more ordinary moments, and so all through my life, you know, I've been filming my children, I've been filming Christmases, I've been filming when I was at hospital giving birth, you know.
You did?
Yes. Wow. Well, but I didn't show this in the film. So I've been filming a lot, and I think I've always been interested in this kind of films, but I started with other things. When I started making films, I did films about other people, you know, I was maybe hiding behind other characters. And then when I finished my last film, which was Zilal Shadows in 2010, I started to think more seriously about this film, and it started with the idea of making a film about my mother, which was my way of grieving.
Oh, mm. Yes.
And this is how it started. And the name of the film was Ummi in Arabic, which is mother. Now it's changed to Hkili because this is how it developed.
Yes, and basically, you know, it's interesting that you're saying that you like to record all these moments in your life. Film has always been a part of your life. I mean, is that why you do this?
Maybe, but it's in my subconscious. I mean, I wasn't very conscious of that. And when I wanted to do the film this time, so I collected all the archives I had. Yes. So I had things I had filmed myself. I had family archives, photographs. And I was lucky to have also Yusuf Shaheen's films, and I focused on two films, Alexander Y and An Egyptian Story, where the family members were there. I mean, I have my mother, my grandmother, my father in both films. No, in Alexander Y, I don't have my father, but I have it in Egyptian Story.
Well, Yusuf Shaheen, of course, is one of... I'm an outsider, and as an outsider and as a cinephile, he is, you know, one of the greatest leading exponents of the cinema of the region. Were you always aware of his status, even growing up, and then later you started working with him and so on and so forth, but when did you become aware that he was such an important figure?
I was so aware that I was frightened.
You were, yeah.
Yes, of course, because he was doing... he has his own cinema, he has his own style, he has his own way of making films, and while I was working with him, actually, I was not coming close to the creative part, but I was an executive producer on his films for 10 years, and then when I started, I was always interested in, you know... other topics, and but I wouldn't come near him on the creative part, but I worked with others. I did a lot of first-time filmmakers as a producer.
He's included in the film, I should say that as well. Do you feel like his work, though, does influence your own work as a filmmaker, especially because I feel like Yusuf Shaheen, one of his great strengths, was actually in showing parts of his world and communicating it to the people who were outside in far places in Europe and the United States and so on. Cairo Station was one of the first films to come out of the entire region.
Well, I wouldn't dare answering this question or coming close to Shaheen, but I know that in my situation, I've been using these excerpts as a conversation in my film, because the character of my mother, my grandmother, my father were in the films and they were in real life. So I was using this as a conversation between them.
Speaking about your film, I see it as having three dimensions by which you actually retell a large chunk of the history of Egyptian culture. There is the cultural side, the family side, and the cinematic side by which the cultural side is represented. Is it challenging to kind of keep all those three sides balanced?
Of course. That was the edit. I mean, because I wanted to say, from where did this family come from? Mm. All right? It wasn't just because this family came from the Levant and then 19th century, or and then the other generation was born in Egypt. They were born in Alexandria, in a very cosmopolitan Alexandria, where, I mean, people would, I'm sure they ask themselves, why do we speak French at home? I mean, nobody's French, okay, but we speak Egyptian French, actually. I speak French like an Egyptian, not like a French. My daughter speaks French like a French person, because she's been educated in a French school.
Yeah.
A totally French school, which was not my case. So we don't speak the same French or the same accent. Yes. We don't have the same accent, you see. So there are many, many questions. And for me, it was very important to show the geographical background, the historical background, the political background, and all this through little stories.
Yeah. Well, when I introduced the film, I called it a very personal film, and you mentioned that it is a habit of yours to record your life. But when it came to actually recording other people in your family, were they open to actually sharing these stories with you, knowing that perhaps they would be out in the open for everybody to see?
No, they were reticent. You saw my brother in the film, he was very reticent, and he said, he didn't mind, but he said, I don't see why would other people be interested in our stories, you know? So they had different reactions. My aunt, the same thing. She said, I've never seen this in my life, you know, somebody asking her. She has so many stories, and someone would ask her, okay, tell me about this, tell me about that, tell me. And she had loads of stories. I didn't use all the stories my aunt told me.
I feel this is a universal thing, in fact, because sometimes I want to ask my own family members stories, and I don't do it. You actually do it, so that's actually inspiring.
I did it over. Yeah, I'm happy that it is inspiring, because I did it after. I mean, it was a journey.
Yeah.
I didn't do it just like this, you know.
Yes.
It was a real journey, and with Shaheen, I filmed him in 2004, you know, and it was very frustrating when I filmed him at the beginning. Yeah, because he was at a time where he thought that he said everything in his films and he didn't want to speak anymore. And I was coming from a completely different angle, and he didn't feel like he wanted to open up again and things like that. Mm. So it was very delicate. And but he gave me the tapes that he recorded with his mother. And this was something extremely precious, you know. And I'm sure he said to himself, she might use them one day when she will be ready for it. And I kept those tapes, and they were magnificent.
Yeah, it's magnificent. It's a great film. I remind our listeners that it's called Let's Talk, and I thank you for talking with us about it. But I wanted to kind of end this interview by talking about one of your other projects, if we can call it that. I know that you founded Egypt's first art house cinema, which the name I would rather not pronounce, because I might mispronounce
easy.
It.
It's Zawiya. But I'll tell you something. I did not found it. I prefer the word impulsed.
Mm.
Okay, it was the impulse, because I've always been interested in giving a chance to people in Egypt to see different films and not only the blockbusters, whether they are American or Egyptian. I had a project called Cinemania in 2007, and it didn't really succeed. But in 2011. The other generation, my son actually, who was also in the film, briefly in the film, he's the one who really founded that project and put it on its feet. And it was the right historical moment, it was the right time to do it. And I'm happy that it is there, and it is being kept there, and
it's still a reference point, and it lives on.
It's a 6 year, yeah.
Right.
No, it has. It's 6 years old, which is amazing.
Thank you very much. It was such a great pleasure to talk with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.